because you believe it, you believe in good and bad, and you are tossed between two. One minute you're happy, next minute something happens to jip us out of our happiness. Is it true?
It's true.
It's so true.
It's like the one that says, you just wait for the other shoe to fall off.
That's right.
That saying.
That's right. Do believe in your Satchit-Ananda. What the hell is Satchit-Ananda? It's truth, awareness, bliss. That's what the witness is. It's the only truth. That's why we're telling the truth here. Awareness of that truth, and awareness brings bliss. So you are also blessed. Why? When you don't have the mind to follow, you're blissful. We're all blissful. Mind of duality.
It's a judgment, right? It's a judgment.
Oh, judgment. Oh,
that's
it's so.
That's all it is a judgment. So.
A contradiction, judgment, two-ness. Yes, it is. It is. It becomes in different shapes when you read it. Sometimes it becomes the best friend, sometimes the worst enemy. But if you don't read it, what you have is a blank piece of awareness, pure awareness. We're not boring you, are we, Don? Okay. I have to tell you, going like this. Okay. Now we know, rely on your conscious voice. How many of you know conscious voice? Good girl. Okay, conscious voice. You all have it. You all have it. Those of you that didn't raise your hand, you're a liar. Okay. You spoke to us just now of the nature of pain and suffering. Please tell us, how can we deal with pain and suffering, whether it is ours or others? This is a beauty. To the extent of your realization and understanding of the unreal, to that extent that you understand what is not real, the duality in the mind, Also, what is real, that omnipresent, to that extent you are free of the power of so-called suffering and pain. So the temporary we don't read, the eternal we stand on, and I'm putting some of you to sleep, you stand on that, and what happens? You're in the ground of divinity.
Well, that all sounds easy, but it's...
I gave you a method, Kathy. You know, that's the only place that gives a method. Otherwise, you read that, and there is no method. In fact, Richard always tells me, he says, there is no one in this world that for every word that it says has a method that you can experience it right on the spot. And I've been very fortunate that to be given a method along with that, because you can read the truth. There are books all over the place, but they never tell you how to get to it. So how do you get to it? Can I give you homework? Will you do it?
Sure.
I want you to do the meditation. First of all, the first thing you do, you don't go with your mind, no matter how much is it giving, convincing you that it needs help. If I tell you that the mind will crawl on the ground in a subtle form and tells you, I am dying, I am sick, I need help, just take your foot and stomp it. By not paying attention. So stop going with it, and it's hard in your condition, but stop going with it, and then you'll see how everything evaporates. And daily, at least 20 to 30 times a day, what I want you to do is sit down and say, look in the wall or look in your garden, whatever you do, and say, since the truth or light of God is omnipresent, the only present is omnipresent. And then go in that silence while you're dissecting and you're just really looking at this bigness. What can I be? What can I be? Next week we meet and you tell me what's... You will not believe it. Okay. So this is what you do. The truth, yes, is simple. But what makes it complicated is reading the newspaper in the mind. If you leave here and start reading your misery newspaper, you have blew it. You might as well just burn this book. And now, here is another good news. Whether pain is of the body, the mind, and the emotion, the resolution is not to remove or even end pain. The success comes when you take the power from it. How? We don't read it. We just don't read it.
We don't give it the attention.
We don't give it the our eyes. You see, eyes is a very one-pointed. There is nothing in our body more one-pointed than our eyes. When our eyes meet, it's one-pointed. You can't see anything else. It's just eyes to eyes. When the eyes look at the mind, it can't see anything else. So it's dead man walking. Do you know how many people walking in the street, they don't even know there's trees around them? Is a dead man walking. Why? Because their eyes are riveted into every single thoughts that are coming, planning.
Yeah.
And what are they planning? Every time they're planning, they are putting a shovel into the ground for their arrival as the body. They're digging their own grave. I'm not saying planning is bad, but it's not that good either. Make a long story short. Okay, so we take our shovel off the ground, meaning that you don't give it a reality of existence. Why? Because it only exists if you accept it. If I tell you that, if I tell Hans that he is an unbounded person and he believes it, he doesn't have to show up in this class ever again. If I tell him, inspires him, but he hasn't gotten it, then he will come until he believes it, he trusts it, he sees it for himself, within himself. That is all we have to do, really, that's all we have to do. And, you know, Mihaela, Tony, to some extent, Wendell have been a long comer. If you just compare yourself to say, prior of coming, you're not even that. Not at all. There was concept upon concept that patiently was thrown away. Even concept of religion, even concept of God, which Mihaela had in the beginning. All of this, little by little, became totality. You see, when we look at the religion, it's like this, and then you see the grandeur of that which is God. I think tonight it was a crash course, and if you feel relaxed, even sleepy, because there was a lot of truth spoken, so get the DVD from Richard. Please review it. This is another IMI. Review it, take it. If you don't want to pay for it, just take it and review it and copy it and bring it back. But it has to be reinforced over and over and over. That's what I mean by breakage of the... So our mind went around the world and came back home finally, but we didn't move. We didn't go anywhere. Our mind went around the world like this. Mary go around and came back home. So on that, I'm going to sing a song for Hans because he just came back. Are you ready, Hans, for a song?
Always.
Okay. I'm going to read it in do an Indian ones. Shade is and Dura Kamai Prashantivasi Sairam. Ekeram Sundarana Shirdi Sai Dorakamai Prashante Vavasi Sai Ram Sai Ram Sai Ram Ekeram Sundarana Allaheshwara Sai Ram Buddha Partipuri Ke Hey Bhagavan Daya Karo Kirpa Karo Raksha Karo Hey Bhagavan Sai Ram Sai Ram Ekenam Sundaranam Sai Ram Sai Ram Ekenam Sundaranam Namaste.
Thank you, Satya.